Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game from the Chicago Bears Network Studios. We break down the Bears and Cowboys at Soldier Field on Thursday night. Let's dig in offensively. These teams will play tug of war with the clock, no doubt about it. Possession time is prized, and a year ago December, the Bears owned 36 minutes of the clock, scoring on 8 possessions and putting up 45 points. That's the template, even though the names have changed. Dallas is 5th in time of possession this season. The Bears are 10th. More snaps dedicated to running the ball, the theme of the week for the Bears. Cowboys 29th in the league, giving up nearly 5 yards per carry on first down. In addition, the Cowboys have permitted the third most 20-plus yard carries with 11, so they've given up some chunk yardage. A year ago, Matt Forte rushed 20 times for 102 yards and caught 7 passes for another 73. The Dallas defense will get after the quarterback with a dozen different players earning at least a half sack this season, topped by old friend Henry Melton's 5 from defensive tackle. On the edge, Jeremy Mincy leads the Cowboys in pressures, with defensive tackle Tyrone Crawford right behind him. Barry Church is the Cowboys' leading tackler from the strong safety position, essentially another linebacker. And middle linebacker Rolando McClain is a physical downhill player with quickness and burst, and he's a player they got to account for. When Jay Cutler puts the ball in the air, he'll likely face more zone from a Cowboys secondary that only dabbles in man-to-man defense. Cornerback Brandon Carr allowing completions at a 60% clip and 4 touchdowns. Bears have to own the line of scrimmage defensively because universally the Bears feel the Cowboys own the best offensive line they have faced this season. That front 5 had a hiccup against the Eagles but have been excellent to solid all season. DeMarco Murray leads the NFL in carries and rushing yards. A great runner. 4.37 speed, far and away the league's top back in yards after contact, and he earns more yards after the catch on average than Matt Forte, who happens to lead that category in yardage. Murray excels in the screen game and also a very good blocker. So the Bears' front 7 has its hands full, needing sure tackling and gap integrity to contain Murray and his backup Joseph Randle, who's averaging 6.7 yards a carry. Which brings us to Tony Romo. He's throwing it a lot less. In fact, just 335 pass attempts, ranking 29th in the league, but with accuracy and 8.4 yards per pass attempt. His touchdown interception ratio is a plus 14. He's been one of the best this season against the blitz with a 125-plus quarterback rating. His big target, of course, Dez Bryant. 10 touchdown catches and tough to stop, especially if the Cowboys' run game gets cranked up. Tight ends Jason Witten and Gavin Escobar have combined for 7 more touchdowns. On to special teams, you got to stop the big play, and you got to stop Dallas return man Dwayne Harris. He's got the third most 20-plus yard kickoff returns in the league this season and is averaging another 10-plus on his punt returns, 1 of 38 yards and 3 over 20 yards. So he can do some damage, and he does own a pair of punt return touchdowns in his career. Kicker Dan Bailey is having a very good season, booting field goals, and the kick coverage unit ranks 5th in the NFL, allowing 21 yards on average. The Bears' kick coverage has been very good, pulling together to rank 2nd in the league, allowing just over 18 yards. Any big play on teams will play well at home for the Bears, who are getting some very good late-season punting from Patrick O'Donnell and new return man Mark Mariani. On to intangibles. The Bears gunning for their 3rd straight home win. To get it, they got to play an error-free, consistent 4-quarter, 60-minute game like they did a season ago against the visiting Cowboys. They did not turn it over in that game, nor did they force a turnover. This season, Tony Romo has thrown just 8 interceptions, or 2.5% of his total dropbacks. But an area the Bears should focus on is forcing fumbles. Dallas has coughed it up 18 times, losing 12, including 5 by DeMarco Murray. It's where the Bears should focus their attention to create field position and more possessions. So that wraps up this week's Bears-Cowboys preview, the keys to the game. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, for the game coverage, starting with pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 7:25. Thanks again for watching, everybody. This week's Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.